Welcome to the Mac and Nelly podcast. This is Mac.
And I'm Nelly. Thank you for listening to episode 15. Today we have artists Carrie Stacks and Naj the Shooter with us.
Down here at BOC Studios, downtown Seattle. Shout out my man Intellect. We do not own the rights to any of the music.
Mac and Nelly in this.
All through your body. The blows like a 12-gauge shotty.
You feel me?
Hi.
I said your name right.
What up?
Did I say your name right? Okay.
Naj the motherfucking shooter.
Naj the motherfucking shooter and Carrie Stacks are here, you guys.
Carrie motherfucking Stacks.
Let's get. So, hi, Mac.
What's poppin'?
I see you a lot more now that we're signed to the network and we have to do weekly shows.
And we're being consistent.
Yeah.
Shout out to consistency.
Hey. Two A-shit niggas coming up. Getting it the fuck together.
Ain't shit.
So, yeah. Huey P video. Talking to God.
Shout out my nigga.
He hit a million views.
Million views, 48 hours.
Yep.
That's featuring cool. Dave East. That's what's up. Bitch ass nigga.
Hey, how you guys feel about Garfield being in a beach?
In the ship.
You know it happens like that.
Some, lose some. Everybody got to win at least once.
No, I wasn't here.
No. Have you guys been watching them? The beach?
Not really. I
well, like in the places I be, they don't even get that type of TV. They don't want to watch. I mean, they don't like show no West Coast shit. I be like in
right.
the Midwest.
But you know, so. I'm just saying, going to the games. No, I haven't been a high school game
in
hell.
I ain't been
really
months.
Tune with that shit.
Yeah.
I stopped going since I was ineligible my senior year for high school basketball.
Catfish Corner's back open.
Hey. What?
I know our producer's happy about that.
Post.
I'm vegan now, so I don't eat none of that.
Oh,
but
that's
man,
cute.
I like that's cute.
I meant to ask you about that. I saw it on your Instagram bio. Vegan.
Yep, for sure.
I was vegan for 2 months. It was horrible.
I'm like 7 months in strong
it was,
though.
Yeah, you look good.
Do they got vegan ribs?
No.
Barbecue ribs.
You'd be surprised though. They got shit.
But it's like
they got this white. Thing called this Impossible Burger. It goes crazy.
It's yeah, like, there's some.
Like, I'm not with the fake meat and like
I seen
exactly.
a burger the other day called the Imposter
tofu and shit, but like
the
they
imposter?
Got this burger. It tastes.
I can fuck with the. There's some veggie burgers that I could fuck with. I did try a couple like Beyond Meat, the fake meat thing, but I'm just like, if you're not gonna, yeah, just don't eat it. If
right,
you're not gonna eat meat, then just don't eat it. Don't try to eat fake meat. Just eat vegetables and shit or hella potatoes.
I love bacon, man.
It's yeah. easy to not eat meat because I already don't eat pork and shit. So when
right.
I got on that, I was still eating seafood. I was pescatarian.
Yeah, pescatarian.
Yeah, I wasn't vegetarian.
That's a cool
I mean,
vegan.
Yeah.
I cannot
so it was
eat
easier
meat.
For me.
I jumped in the game
dairy,
pure hardcore.
The dairy is what was hard for me
cold
about
turkey.
The vegan.
I went cold
it wasn't
turkey.
More of the meat.
I went from cooking lamb chops every day.
I was seeing my
snack,
boy eating peanut butter jelly
every
with
day
french
day
fries and stuff. Like, oh, man, that ain't us, man.
To, oh, I
ain't got he said that ain't us.
Peanut butter and jelly and french fries and all that type of shit until I find
fries
something
fries
like
and
eat.
Peanut butter and shit.
I need to get on the way.
Yeah, I'm just going to work out and watch what I eat. I incorporate yeah. some of that vegan stuff, though, because, like, the vegan Caesar dressing, I still fuck with that.
But
Caesar
see, it's
salad
like
dressing.
Everybody just takes steps. Like, take if you want to get to that, you got to take steps. Take one thing out of your diet every so
right.
often and then get to it. Like, I really just jumped in the head first and just cut everything off. Like, I'm
so are
hard.
You guys doing the whole kick the cup challenge, too?
Nah, I ain't kidding.
My opinion is
healthy. Well, I need my bag, right? You guys over here, vegan life.
You gotta balance that shit out. My whole thing is, we can be healthy as we want, but if we still doing all this and all
right,
this,
exactly.
what's that even mean?
But, say no to drugs, kids.
Say
huh?
no to drugs.
So, get high.
Kick the cup
live
to me.
Life.
Sorry.
All these niggas ain't shooting up, smoking the pipe.
Shut
up. As long
right.
as you take care of your business on a daily basis
right.
and do what needs to be done,
do your drugs.
You
don't let it do you.
And drinking hella water, you good.
Period.
Hella high pH water.
Shout out to these fat ass blunts these niggas is rolling in these woods. Look like my fingers.
So we're gonna get into tea time.
Tea time.
Okay. Rapper Lil Xan called Tupac boring. So rapper Lil Xan has come under fire for calling Tupac boring during an interview with Revolt TV. The rapper was asked for his opinion on the late hip-hop icon, and he dismissively shrugged and said he made boring music, rating him as a 2 on a scale from 1 to 10.
First
Waka Flocka said, Waka Flocka tweeted Lil Xan should be banned from hip hop because of that.
First of all, we care what Waka thinks. I don't know why we were taking a nigga serious named Lil Xan.
And when was Lil Xan born? He probably was born after.
He probably born like 94.
Right.
Yeah, he's a little nerd.
We don't expect you to have no opinion. They're dumb.
But that's everybody's opinion. Everybody's entitled to their opinion.
So,
he don't know
shit. That's what I was going to say. Is he entitled to his own opinion?
No.
I mean,
just say you don't like the nigga. To call Tupac boring, though? Right. When has Tupac ever been boring? You know what I'm saying?
Tupac slapped the shit out of any Lil Xan.
Every rapper that's real got Tupac in them, for
right,
sure.
Right. Like, you I got mean, niggas like him say like shit like this so we can do this.
Talk about right. him. Right. Exactly. Because right. I don't even know who Lil Xan is.
Yeah,
right. I don't know. He's thinking of the boy
just
with the
listen to his name.
Hair.
He's Lil Xan. He's just Pop Xan's. And
I
that's
say,
like,
he's,
that's,
you're out your mind,
that,
nigga.
Nate Dogg.
Hold on. Ain't that the one that died, though?
No.
No, that's
Lil Peep.
I hope he's not the one that died.
Fucking
Lil Peep. Man, who's the nigga with the color hair?
Oh, that 6ix9ine nigga?
No, there's another one, bro.
No, he died, right? I know you're talking about, right?
Isn't his name Lil Pump?
Lil Pump. I think it was him.
It's a whole bunch of Lils. It's a whole bunch of Lils out there, man. Shout out to the Lils, man.
Yeah.
The Lils are being called Young Pump or something. Young Peep or something. Why you want to be Lil?
So, Seahawks trade Michael Bennett to the Philadelphia Eagles.
Man, that's fucked up, man. Shout out Philly, though, man. Shout out to Ox and Philly, man. Something like it, man.
They traded my nigga for Marcus Johnson. In a 7th round pick.
Damn.
In a 5th round pick. What the
and heck? So they got rid of Sherman too?
They just released Sherman.
So he's released soon. Is he already released?
Yeah, they just released him.
Damn, man. Shout out Sherman and Benny, man. They fucked
for
us.
Much love to them.
They got us that big ring that you feel me?
Yeah, if it wasn't for them.
Bennett said it just seems like it's a young man's game. I can see them going younger with younger players. That's part of the game.
I guess.
I mean, fuck, get more for the nigga, though. He's valuable. Can we get an old lineman that nigga's going to block from under arrest?
Who are you going to get that's aggressive and mean like Bennett, though? You got to get somebody to replace that type of energy to be out there punking niggas and shit. Like, you feel me? Can't just soft little, you feel me? He's like...
I mean, the nigga that they got, though, he runs like a 4.3 40. He got a 37-inch vertical, so he's supposed to be nice.
Are Seahawks no longer in championship contention?
Not in the moment.
We got to see. We got to wait to see, though.
We
got to
see what
the
offense is looking like.
But don't they always do some weird... The Seahawks always pick some weird person and a, you know, kind of like an off-brand nigga.
I mean, because that's what Sherman was. He was an off-brand nigga.
Wasn't Russell...
Russell was in, like, the 6th round.
Wilson.
Yeah.
You know? So
we'll see what's up. We got to just trust him.
I don't think the Seahawks are going to win a Super Bowl or anything anytime soon anyway.
If we got them niggas anyway.
I love the Seahawks, but we ain't been there, done that, and it's over.
We're coming back, man.
I'm really a fan.
You should have ran the fucking ball.
Definitely. Don't talk about it. That was on my fucking birthday.
Marshawn, man.
That was on my birthday. I'm still mad at that.
Shout out Marshawn Lynch, man.
Oh, shit. So, bizarre questions at the NFL Combine, and I... Say this guy's name. It was
Darius Geese.
Something like that. I looked it up to make sure I said it correctly, but I forgot it. So he was asked, like, does your mom sell yourself? And asked if he likes men. So I don't know if they were trying to get a reaction out of him. Because they told him to be ready for everything that the Combine has to bring. But... Is that a little out of pocket?
What the fuck do I got to do with football?
Right.
Like, man, I'm talking about my mom. And you know niggas is about mom dukes. Nigga, don't ask me my mom selling herself.
Because if you black, they want you to spaz out.
Yeah,
they want you to go crazy and
exactly.
do some shit that, you feel me? So they can say you can't go, nah, I'm going to, you feel me? How do you reply?
Right.
He's expected to be the first round pick, and I guess he didn't reveal which team did it, but the NFL is looking into it. And I'm not sure what his reply was, but he handled it well, apparently.
Man,
yeah,
you see that
you know
boy.
You see that boy.
With the one hand,
yeah,
shit like that.
I don't know his name, but
yeah.
Hey, he raw.
One hand in the combine.
Yeah. He's
fastest.
He's a linebacker.
He's the fastest linebacker to run that whatever he ran.
Well, shit.
And he hit the. What was that? You see him hitting them weights.
He like 20.
He has one hand.
One hand.
He gonna be.
Hey, he a boy though. That guy, he got a.
He gonna be slapping niggas with the whole
hand. He got a prosthetic hand to lift weights and all that.
Okay.
He dope.
Well, he's shit. Lit. There you go. What college?
Man, I didn't see all that. Man. I just seen he was black and fast.
Central Florida. Obama's reportedly in talks of a Netflix series.
on a possible show idea would feature Obama moderating conversations on topics that dominated his presidency, including health care, immigration, and climate change. It's unclear how the Obamas would be paid in the Netflix deal. They recently signed a joint book deal over $65 million.
Damn. Would you watch the show? I would watch it.
I'll watch it.
Yeah. I'd at least check it out.
I fuck with Obama.
They seem like they would have some shit.
That was our greatest president in this nation's history.
Exactly. So rapper Nori is going to be doing a... It's a On the Run Eatin', I guess is what it's going to be called. He goes and finds good food all over the country. 8 episodes of On the Run Eatin' will be available for your binging pleasure. Each episode will have Nori combining his love for food and hip-hop as he samples delicious cuisine from all over the country. That'll be interesting.
So he's going to have guests like Big Boy, Amber Rose, Charlamagne,
Fat Joe,
Ice-T, CeeLo.
It's out now.
So kind of like an Action Bronson type shit.
Right, that's what I'm thinking of, Action Bronson. Yeah. Except for Action Bronson was really cooking and shit too, though.
Yeah, he gets down. I wouldn't eat some of the shit he cooks, but he know what he's doing for sure.
Yeah, he gets busy. I mean, I might, man.
Honestly, shit might be dope, though. Watch the Obama shit or this shit. I'm not even gonna lie. So, but that's cool.
Okay,
because I like Nori, and he's pretty. Right. He's kind of entertaining to me.
I don't really watch TV anyway.
Right. I watch hella Netflix shit.
Yeah, if it's on, yeah.
I watch hella movies.
It'll be something to watch. Mm-hmm. And it's only 8.
Somebody take this goddamn blunt.
Here. It's only 8 episodes. You can watch that fast.
Yeah.
Especially if they're not a full hour. So anyway, that's what I want to do. That is a goal of mine, to go across the country and eat. I don't have to have a show, but that would be a nice little job.
Yeah, that's dope. Yeah,
I'm going to buy a Winnebago, though. A filthy ass Winnebago. I know you guys.
Are you going to drive?
When you hear
too?
Winnebago, yeah, I'm going to drive. But I do that. I drive across country and all that shit.
See, I like to ride across country. I don't like to drive that.
All right, you can ride.
I'm riding. Pushed.
All right.
Yeah, you might get dropped off some places because I've been needing to be by myself. See, I'm gonna drop you off in Cali.
We could be in the car for hours and we're not gonna talk. I'm not a talkative person. We like, so you might even know.
The Winnebago's gonna be filthy. There's gonna be a studio in it, some more shit. It's gonna be filthy.
Come on, let's do it.
They got some filthy ones. I know you guys laugh in Winnebago, haha, but it ain't like a fucking trailer. This like real deal filthy shit.
Like a house on the road.
Nice little bathroom, nice little house. It's gonna be filthy. Watch.
Niggas gotta shit at the restaurant.
Just wait for it. Give me a couple years.
When do I turn in my permission slip? I'm trying to go.
I'm have all my niggas on there. It'd be like, yeah.
Hey, man, even if I ain't pulling up, let me know I'm pulling up, man.
All right, that was tea time. So, sleeper song. You're first, I guess.
I'm first, according to the rules today. So, my sleeper song is Stressing by Aaron Ray. Niggas be stressing because you bitches be tripping. So, I'm playing.
Like these
I'm
bitches,
not playing, but
like
I'm playing.
Niggas, they ain't going nowhere. Focus on yourself.
Stop stressing.
I don't want to move on. She been stressing out shit. Way too out of it. Fuck's going on.
That was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cute.
Yeah, Aaron Ray stressing.
I appreciate that.
I like that, man.
Some chill shit.
Some chill shit.
I got Sada Baby Stacy.
Shout out to Detroit, man. I fuck with the D-Tough.
Two bitches with me look like Pam and Gina. Third bitch dancing, that's my ballerina. Chopper speaking Spanish, make a macarena. Plug hit me with a package while I'm at the cleaners. Young rich nigga with a Tommy gun. Yo, chopper don't work, you got that Tommy gun. Just bought me a pistol with two bodies on it. They want scuba steed to go tsunami on them. Why these hoes can't mind they business? Be on Insta taking pictures, but ain't never with they children's. Why these niggas be in they feelings? Always talking about some money, but ain't never got no chicken. Yeah, I fuck my nigga's sister. That little bitch was grown, she shouldn't been trying to give me that pussy. Real nigga, what you gonna do if a bitch keep trying to throw you that pussy? Watch me smoke this cookie, better not near nigga do shit too. Music, money, sex, and selling drugs. That's the type of shit that got them jealous. You don't fuck with blood, that's what you telling, cuz. Well, that's the type of shit to get your melon bust. Homie caught a body on the yellow bus.
I didn't even get to hear the chorus. That's my shit, though.
Homie caught a body on the yellow bus.
I just, yeah. Definitely workout music. Play that shit in the gym. Bump side of baby in the gym. For real.
So, today for our guest today, we got Carrie Stacks. And Nas is Shooter in the motherfucking building.
Make some noise. What up, what up?
What's up with y'all, man?
It's been fun so far.
We
this is my first
like
time meeting you guys, and it's cool.
Yeah, this is my first interview, and I love it. I want to do
look
more.
Look at perfect.
I need more of it.
Hey, get these guys on interviews. It's okay that we did it first.
Yeah, for
go
sure.
Ahead.
Man, fuck with
you. We want all these niggas to get on.
Come on.
All right.
That's why I love y'all.
You know.
I love the city, man, period. I love the city, this shit, type of shit going on in the city, like, you feel me?
People Carrie from Stacks the city. Is on my side of the mixtape, by the way.
Man.
Right. Are you ready for that?
Hell yeah.
That's going to be hella
oh,
fun.
Shit. I'm going to have to just... What's good, Nas?
Which way does this go?
Yeah, man, I got yeah. You. Whatever. Just tell me
just,
what you need,
I
man.
I just recruited Nas to shoot it to my side.
Oh, perfect. Damn it.
Oh,
I'm sad about that.
Get that draft pick real quick.
So he has man. 9 artists. I have 9 artists. We're doing a Macanelli mixtape. And it's going to be popping. All
dope,
local
man.
Artists, all local producers. Engineers, etc.
Man,
we might come
me,
up.
Let me know when I gotta just, show up. All
right.
He's gonna
watch this.
Send you a beat.
We gonna
send you some beats to choose from.
Double back and be featured on each other's songs.
Right, exactly. You can do that.
Hey, that'd be dope.
I write a verse
yeah,
for this shit.
I'm not mad at that.
I'm not mad at it at all. So, did you guys start together music?
He the reason I rap. He rap. I recorded him. Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
I support him and shit. He just made me rap. Just being around it just made me rap.
Nice.
We got shit to talk about.
Being around it so much, this nigga just was like, bro, I recorded a song last night. I'm like, let me hear that shit. I'm like, when you come in? He's like, nigga, that was me. I'm like, oh,
okay.
Shit. Hell yeah.
Yeah. Hell
you
yeah.
Know? This nigga just stuck with it now. Look at him now.
Yeah. Neck frozen. I fuck hoes daily.
No, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love this song, definitely.
So, we're about to do a remix of this song. We're trying to figure out who I want to get on this joint.
It'd be like these songs like this, we just be having fun when we be making them. I never expected this song to be big as it is.
And hey, you're dancing in it like
we were just fucking around.
Hey, no, this is a cut. I definitely need a cameo in the next video. I don't need to. I need to be in the crowd like.
Facts.
Awesome.
We about to do this.
Yeah, put us out.
Shout out
some
Harry.
Sunglasses.
Harry, I hope you see this. Listen to this. Clean, Harry, clean.
Harry, clean.
B2, you feel me? We gonna do the remix video with Harry, man.
So Nas the Shooter. What's the Shooter? What's that? You do take pictures?
Yeah, sure, kind of. I used to shoot videos for Carrie shit.
Okay. Is that where that came from?
Sort of, kind of.
Sort of, kind of. You know.
Kind of, kind of.
Play on words.
Yeah,
that's
kinda,
cute.
I was kind of giving that name, like, Vim, so.
And Carrie Stacks, what's that?
Shit, my name's Carrie. Everybody my whole life called me Carrie.
Right.
So this nigga got a little older, but you know, touched some paper.
I love it.
Just do the stacks of the end of it. Fuck it. I don't wanna be no like title, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like Nas the Shooter. That's actually Nas. We've been calling like, Nas your whole life.
I don't know, I feel like people, your names and shit, you should be giving those names.
Yeah.
It's not a name, like, you
can
make up a name, like, just give yourself a
cool name.
Give
yourself a cool name.
Yeah.
Our names are our names.
In my hood, everybody call me Kerry.
Right.
So speaking of your hood, rep where you're from one time on the Macanelli.
I'm from South Seattle, man. South End, Holly Street.
Henderson, man, you feel me?
So, and you guys, the mini, what is it, Mini Mart Mafia? That's not you guys.
It was a little bros.
You guys are part of...
Shout out to Triple M's gang.
You know.
What's the shadow company?
Huh?
What's the shadow company?
That's some shit that him and his older brother have started a long time ago. His older brother
shadow company
shit.
Is a label.
Okay.
And it just started off really with me. Y'all know Avatar.
Yeah. Shout out
Avatar. Young Avatar Darko. Mm-hmm. It started out with him and my brother.
Okay. And your brother? Really Who's rap. Your brother?
My brother's name is Reese.
Okay.
He's on, you know, he's on some shit.
Right.
And it started with them.
Uh-huh.
And my brother knew I could rap always, but I wasn't rapping and shit.
Right.
So probably about my junior year in high school, he locked me in with Avatar, but, you know, that's when niggas was younger and, you know, bumping heads with South End and CD and all shit like that. He's like, I'm gonna tell you now, he's a white boy, but he's from Deuce Haight.
Right.
I'm like, man, I don't care about that shit, you know what I'm saying? I'll go fuck with him.
Yeah.
So when me and him first met, we just clicked instantly. And that's who taught me how to write my verses into 16s and write choruses and brought me to a real studio to record for the first couple times.
That's what's up.
That's who really taught me how to do this shit. Like,
that's what's
I always
up.
Could. I was naturally good with my mouth, like, not like that, but.
Mouthpiece.
Yeah.
Right.
And then,
all this shit was just knowledge just, passed down from everybody.
Yeah,
like,
basically.
That's how
they
shit.
Taught me how to do this. They helped me out doing my shit so much. Him and my partner Weez, Business Weez, he ain't here right now, but he learned how to rap by recording me so much.
Right.
And they got two completely different styles than me, too. Like, we got three different...
R.I.P. to Jack, you feel me? Big influence on
so
all
I'm
my shit.
So I'm definitely going to ask you about the Jack and how you met the Jacka.
Shit, I met Jack when I was younger through my older cuddy Zai and my brother Reese. But it was just more being starstruck, high buy type shit.
Right.
But then when I got a little older, I went to one of his shows, and he remembered me. And I told him, I was like, I rap now. He's like, you don't rap now. I'm like, I rap. And he's like, well, where's the studio at? Like, I got a studio at my house.
Right.
He's like, I'm coming right now then. After this, I'm thinking he's no bullshitting. They got after parties and all that shit going on. That nigga really showed up to the crib.
That's and what's then, up.
I remember he was recording a song with my brother, and he was in there writing his verse, and they was like, leave that nigga alone, let him go write his shit. I'm like, hell no. I went and sat in there with him while he's writing his shit. Like, fuck that. I'm with this nigga.
You're right.
I remember I was so hot. That nigga was so hot that day, bro, off of them weed cakes, bro. He had to go outside and get some
Kush cakes. My brother was doing this edible thing.
So as a result of that, that leads to y'all being, like, really tapped in to the Bay. And
yeah.
So speak on that connection a little bit. You know, what is that doing for you guys, that Bay connection?
All the niggas, man.
I ain't gonna lie.
It's heavy.
Yeah, like, a lot of my business I do with this music shit is out of the Bay.
And even outside of rap, like, you feel me? A lot of this shit don't even pertain to rap. It's just everybody rap or got something to do with music, so that all leads to that. But, like,
yeah, and what I can say, everything going on is stemmed from Jacka. I ain't gonna lie.
Period.
From whoever I met in this music industry, or damn near even in California, is a stem from Jacka. Even if it's people he never even seen a day in his life that
right.
we know, it's a stem from Jack on anything.
R.I.P. Jack.
R.I.P. Jack.
So how you feel? You brought up Avatar and Deuce 8. So how do you feel about the CD rappers? You have any?
Shout out Mafia D, man.
Yeah, got some dope niggas up
He's
there,
on
man.
My side of the mixtape, too.
That's my nigga.
Everyone's been bringing him up
too.
Lately.
Yeah. Right, we got some songs and shit. I got a song with him on it, him and Joey Cash. And
my nigga Joey, shout out, he's on my side of the tape.
Yeah, like, Kerry's supposed to do his verse, but, like, he be slapping that shit, so.
Oh, Come on, man.
That's why this album coming out is called
this
The Hiatus.
This guy's so hard to get into. I just talked to him. I didn't even know if he was still going to come on. I just finally got in touch with him last night.
I didn't pick up the phone and text her.
I'm like, this guy.
That's how you know she's good.
What?
Because I tour, I do you guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, for sure. He's good at that.
Yeah, I was just like, okay, no, listen, cool. No, we talked. We're good. Yeah.
He'll let it. What's up? What you need? What's going on?
Nobody goes on here.
How you doing?
He's so cool.
You know, last night, I had to get some rest, man. I was under the weather, man.
Hey, he called me last night. I'm talking voice. About it. And then I'm like, he like, call me and get to the house. So I called him on the way to the house.
I was dead already.
Yeah. I'm like that, too, though.
I knew I had this coming up,
okay.
So I had to get some rest.
But it was good. It's good. It turned out good. You're here.
Mm-hmm.
Other influences on, besides the Jacka?
Music?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Man,
Carrie's a fucking music head. He could, you can ask him some questions about some music. Like, music and cars, bro. He a professional.
I don't just listen to rap only.
Yeah.
You know, I listen to oldies and all that. So a lot of my beats,
don't ask
my
me
beat
shit.
Choice. If I knew how to play instruments, I'd be a bad musician. I love music, but I got more than.
What's that one instrument? The long rap thing. Oh, the clarinet. I can play that.
He said I
could
play that.
All you pretty ladies out there, bring this boy a clarinet.
What was your first song?
It's saxophone.
First song I ever made?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Like, I used to record in the karaoke machine when I was a kid, so we can dig deep, or you can like
dig
song
deep.
That everybody heard.
Nah, dig deep.
Yeah, go back to that.
I got a little
that.
Kid shit, like ABCD type shit. The first song I recorded and people like heard it, it was me and my bro, E-Sizzle. And it was,
shout
we brought
Sizzle.
It to school. It was in high school, probably like ninth grade. And it was like, when we shoot, niggas turn into acrobats. Something. I got that. Something. Man, I wish I could call that nigga right now. You know it. I guarantee you we know it.
Sure,
that's
you know
funny.
It.
And it's crazy because we made that at Justin's people's house. Jay Pinder.
Yeah, okay. Jay Pinder.
That's crazy, though. I can't leave that nigga out of this shit. He brought me to the studio first. That's crazy.
Jay Pender.
Yeah.
Whole different type of, like, music.
That's our nigga. We grew up with him.
I grew up with him since
Pender
preschool.
Was cool cat.
We went to Head Start together.
Okay, we went to Head Start together.
Fifth, high school,
crazy.
All that
shit.
He brought us to his uncle's studio, and they used to tell me, my uncle don't like what you be rapping about. You can't cuss and talk about all that shit.
How old are you?
Man, we was probably like 12, 13.
I'm 12.
Man, just beat me. I'm like, fuck your uncle. But not like that. But as a kid, I was like, man, come on, man. And you see what it turned into, you know?
I wasn't even thinking about rapping.
Yeah, nah.
Because
we
you
still
did your
playing
first
sports
song
and shit.
Like 3 years ago?
And your most
I was
recent
actually,
song.
Fucking Dot put me on a CD first. M Dot, shout out Dot, man. You put me on a CD first with me and him and B Streets.
Love the Shooter was
Love Dot Shooter. But that
love
I had a Love Dot Shooter. That was my second little CD book, you feel me? But I had a one before
that,
that was called Doing What They Can't.
And this is your and the Love the Shooter, that's your most recent project?
Yep.
So how
that's out now on every digital platform.
There you go. Look them up. I have to add
check
it to
it
my
out.
Stuff. In fact, let me go.
Slaps on there, man. Me and Carrie got some shit coming soon.
Carrie needs to definitely have some shit coming.
I mean, he got hella shit. He just got to put it out. He got hella shit.
We're waiting.
It's stockpiled.
We're waiting.
It ain't no good if it ain't out, so...
He needs y'all to harass him about the music.
I'm
going to
harass him.
So. It's coming soon. Real Niggas Only this month, March. And the hiatus is going to be shortly after that because it's all done already.
Happy birthday to a King Man's birthday. Was a couple days ago.
Ooh.
If y'all didn't know.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
So low key, y'all wouldn't even know, man. He not even going to say. You feel me?
How old are you now?
29.
You guys are babies.
I turned 29 in August.
Hey.
You know?
Shout out to the
31.
89.
It's a blessing, man. It's a blessing to be.
Yep. I don't want to be 30, man. I mean, I want to be 30, man.
30, 30,
man.
30s are popping.
30,
30. 30s are popping.
Mama's there, man.
30s are popping.
So how old is the age for you to be a cougar?
I think it's more like depending how old the nigga is.
Okay, are you gonna be a cougar?
Probably. I'll probably like get married a 30-year-old when I'm like 60.
That thing,
okay, you better watch out.
Right, y'all
little
kids.
Okay, you better watch out.
Be like, eh, I plan to be fine, so don't play.
I'm fucking weak.
Anyways, this ain't my motherfucking segment. We're talking about y'all niggas. Talking about cougar. Look it.
So you guys got any shows? You guys gonna be doing any shows out here coming
we
up?
We're supposed to have a show next month on what? April 12th or something?
What? Feel?
Yep, and yeah. I think it's in Tacoma or something.
Yeah.
I'm about to actually leave
on shit Monday and go to South Carolina. Meet up with Dot. He got a little tour. We're gonna go fuck with him, man. Shout out Dot, man.
Nice.
Cammy Too
Cold. Cammy's on there, right?
Yep.
With Devin the Dude, right?
Yeah,
Devin right now.
You guys gotta go check out episode 12. We had Tapped In Like a Motherfucker with Cammy.
Yeah, she dope.
Cameron Chanel.
She did her thing.
Yeah, that was a good episode too.
Yeah,
so
man, she dope. She could really rap and shit.
I wanna hear about your progression though. You just started rapping from your first song to now.
I'm getting dope.
Now you're filthy.
But see, like, I feel like I still don't feel like I can rap. Like, Harry can really rap.
I love his voice.
Yeah, see, like, I still make songs and still try to find my voice and shit. Harry,
yeah.
Like, he's a natural fucking, like, fucking musician.
I'm so jealous.
Like, he's really raw. Like, he's underrated for sure. He's my favorite rapper. Bro.
So do y'all be trying to, like, outdo each other on the track?
Never.
Man, me and my niggas, it's a competition. Like, that's my nigga, but I'm trying to have a better verse than this nigga on the track. Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, like that, but yeah. But not like that.
No, like too much, yeah.
But like purposely or nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
It just be like, okay, that's this how you right? coming on that? All right, watch this.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Like that Yeah Yeah song?
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
He heard that and was like, okay, I gotta do it. But like, he instantly recorded that. Like, I got hella songs that...
He just
like, come on, can you come do this? All right, well, yeah, he come do whenever he feel like rapping.
He's a first time rapper.
Because I asked him about freestyle, and I was like, he's like, well, I'll do it. I don't know if I'm just gonna do it, but I'll do it.
I don't freestyle. Kerry can do some shit.
Freestyle like that either.
Like, I learned
freestyling.
Like,
niggas is overrated, man.
Like this.
Niggas don't be freestyling, bro.
You can like call it what they want to, but like, yeah. I be punching in rap. I punch in rap. Like, I barely, like, if I'm in the studio with a couple people and it's a couple people on a song or something, and we about to do a song, then I'll write my rap or something. But if I'm in there doing my own song, I'm going to punch in.
Yeah, that's the easiest way to do it, honestly, when you call yourself.
I get better vibes doing that.
Yeah.
Like, I get more energy in the song. That was Yeah Yeah. That's how you, Nate Fro, like, you can't write that shit down.
Yeah.
Like, I was just appear feeling like you. Nigga, that's how I'm feeling right now. Like, shit. That's what y'all
so you
got
don't write shit, though. You just.
I do write shit, but I'm.
But for the most part, you just be sitting there thinking it, put it down.
Yeah, like, I come up with like 4 bars or something, like I'm ready, and then I just go from there.
So you're the best, apparently, Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
You're the best. So I want to hear what you think your strengths and your weaknesses are as an artist.
The only weakness I have as an artist
not
is
putting out music.
Yeah, my consistency. That's it. I don't know other.
You got a manager?
I was, but then I started rapping.
Man, I'm managing.
Yeah, we need a publicist. We need a dope publicist.
And I'm not even gonna
like,
say like that. Everything we got going off of music right now is off of pure footwork.
Yeah.
We don't got nobody doing nothing for us.
Man, I'm sorry. I know, because I'm trying to find pictures and shit.
Shout out PK.
Zach's
manager helps us with some shit and, you know, lines up a lot of shit for us too, so I can't leave them guys out. But besides them two.
Like, this shit really all over,
especially at home.
Rap and just putting music out, nothing else behind you.
There's so many smart people in Seattle that I know somebody can handle that for us.
Yeah, I got you guys.
And just somebody to stay.
I might just start a little management company and just take my little 10%. Put all you niggas on.
For real, though.
Like, I was like trying to find pictures of these guys, and I'm like, oh my God. Hey, like,
man.
I can't get. Like,
yeah,
there
should start documenting
come on,
that shit,
we
man.
Come dressed
absolutely
up every day
ridiculous.
And don't take no pictures.
Ridiculous.
Like,
yeah. So
niggas just gotta start taking this rap shit more serious.
Yeah.
Like. If that's my weakness, that's the only weakness.
Stop being scared of us, bro. Tap in with us, bro. We want to do shows and shit. They don't want to give us no shows and shit, bro. They don't want to let us perform and shit. I think I got to change my name or something. Not something else.
Just say you're a photographer. Like, I do the video. I'm a videographer. We're gonna get it together.
Yeah, we need
we're gonna
that.
Get the fuck
There's
together.
So many good minds up here. It's like,
yeah, because it makes no sense.
Seattle got
and
hella
artists. You guys
artists.
Aren't the only ones. It's
Seattle
a lot
got
of
hella
like that.
Dope artists.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
All kind of different range of artists outside of our genre. Like,
I'm not afraid to say it. People will be like, "Oh, look, I'm not threatened." Yeah. The shit we rap about, we really still be doing that shit. Like,
right.
I really am still living that life, so I don't put it all into rap.
Right.
But I need to put it all into rap because I don't want to waste my talent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I be talking shit crazy, fucked up.
Nas is the only one who even pushes me to, you know, and like the niggas I'm around.
Yeah.
But then that's just more or less like.
But your project's coming.
Yeah, it's coming.
That's exciting.
Right.
I'm excited. I can't wait.
Me neither.
Come on, man. Put that shit out.
We're going to be bumping it.
Real niggas
it's
only.
It's going to be detox too.
Real
niggas. Hey. You don't need that.
Real niggas only. And I got that title from. Jack used to start his shows like that. You remember Jack used to come out like, real niggas only, real niggas only. Mm. I'm trying to find some footage from one of the shows and use that as the intro.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, we're going to do some games. Want to play some games?
Come on.
Enough business?
I don't play games.
Hey.
I play bitches. Like, you know, fuck your intro.
What was I going to say? Is there anything else you guys want to mention before we start some games? Anything you want to say?
Yeah, I just want to say we love everybody up out this motherfucker. Y'all can think what you want. We trying to work with whoever's trying to work with us. Ain't no face or no color or none
reach
of this
out,
shit.
Tap in.
Money's green. We just trying to fuck around,
baby.
Man.
Nice.
You can reach out and
we
touch
here,
us,
we
baby.
Around. We might be able to help y'all with something y'all can't get a hold of or anything, you know what I mean?
Just no sucker shit, bro. I don't associate with suckers, bro.
This music
that
shit
don't got nothing to do
global.
With it.
Hey!
For real, though.
This music shit's global, and it's gonna get us way further than this whole coast, than this whole country. Shout out to UK. They already fuck with us out there, like.
Nice.
For sure. Africa, all that. When you go to them sales, them digital sales.
Wakanda
shit,
forever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it'd be crazy where they're buying your shit at. Like, it shows you where they, you know what I mean? The city and shit.
Where they're getting it from.
Yeah. There's other countries and shit.
Yeah,
that's how it was
yeah.
when our, like, our listens, it'll say, like, what country, and you'd be surprised, like, what country, like, why are you listening to us so many times?
They want to be tapped in, yeah. They love our culture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They love our culture.
All right. We're going to play some lyrics. We're going to play some. One gotta go. Ready? I guess you could have put Zestos on here. Catfish Corner, Basket Case. Is Basket Case already gone?
It's already prune.
Catfish Corner, Zestos, Fish House.
Never heard of Fish House, so Fish House.
Fish
never
House
heard.
In Tacoma, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I've still never been there, but they're Muslims, huh?
Yep.
So I'm like them.
So I'm like them, but y'all gotta go.
Y'all gotta go, because we don't know about it.
I know Zestos. I know what they capable of. They kind of bunk right now, but.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. Zestos might have to go.
Zestos might go because they ain't coming
meat.
Right.
I don't even eat meat, so.
Zestos
ain't
coming right.
And they're
Howling Burger, though, but you don't eat meat.
Zestos coming wrong, bro.
People be so shocked when I say I don't eat meat. And I'm like, what is a person that doesn't eat meat look like? Doesn't look like me?
Not you, nigga. Stereotypically. Nope.
Weed, cell phone, water.
Ooh. Ooh.
The water?
Forever or just a day?
Forever.
Forever.
But he said her day.
Forever.
Right.
Water. I remember when we didn't have cell phones, so I'm still a player without one.
Right.
That's
weed.
Cool.
Water. Come
I remember
on,
when
smart.
I couldn't smoke weed, but I always needed water from day one, so I'm going to
water.
And I'll use the house phone.
Piss me yellow.
Give me a pager.
Piss me
burning. They still got the internet.
I'll go to the house phone.
Okay. Baby boy, Coach Carter, Juice.
Juice.
What?
Yeah, it's a jinx.
You know what? I don't really I don't really fuck with juice.
I just, cause juice is like, that juice will teach you life lessons. You gotta watch out for
me. No. One's gotta go.
Yeah.
Oh, one's gotta go?
Yeah.
So this is what we're playing. Yeah. So I don't know if your answers were one gotta go or were you choosing to go?
Okay, so who gotta go on the restaurant?
Which the first question was?
Fish house gotta go.
Fish house gotta go.
Weed, cell phone, water. Wouldn't gotta go.
Cell phone could go because I need water to survive, and weed did not hurt people.
Right.
I need water and cell phone.
So we can go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm gonna get the bands.
So you
off
ain't gonna eat food. You're not gonna have no food, no weed, no nothing.
No, water, you said which one gotta go?
Yeah.
I'm saying weed can go, I keep the water in the cell phone.
Yeah, I know, you're not gonna be high, you don't eat meat.
I'm gonna hop in with him, I got the weed. I got my weed and my water. He got the cell phone, we good.
I don't know, you can do that. No, I get the cell phone, but I don't know, can you smoke? I think you can't smoke no weed, though.
You can't smoke at all, you can't smoke
nothing. You can use his phone, though.
See, I could use your phone.
Okay, one gotta go.
All right, fine.
Baby boy,
Coach Carter, juice. I love Samuel Jackson. I never even liked it.
Juice gonna teach you about the streets. Baby boy gonna teach you about these hoes.
Coach Carter, go.
Okay. I tell you the truth because I love you.
Wi-Fi. Hey, don't believe that shit. That movie's... No, not real life. Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, headphones.
Headphones.
Go.
That's what it says.
Headphones can go. I need Wi-Fi to connect these wireless devices. And then what was that?
Bluetooth shit, yeah.
Huh?
Connect to the speakers.
Headphones.
I don't fuck with headphones.
It's more shit you can use with Bluetooth.
I said I don't need no fucking headphones. I was like that too. Okay, this or that. Grape or strawberry?
Strawberry.
Backwoods or Dutchess?
Backwoods.
Indica or sativa?
Indica.
Took you long enough.
Nah, because I'm hearing these niggas answer the question too. I was listening to this and didn't even listen to her.
500 grams or a pound of weed?
Hold on, what?
500 grams.
Right. That's what I was like. 500 grams or a pound of weed.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
I don't know. People are like, a pound.
I want a pound.
A pound.
You're getting 52 grams, baby.
Right. Stupid ass. Dumbass niggas.
Pound.
Right. Stupid.
You're getting shorted 52.
I'm glad you guys got. Look at that. So, fried or baked chicken, if you ate chicken, motherfucker. I think it's disrespectful to bake chicken.
Baked potatoes.
Baked chicken is better for you, babe. I like fried chicken.
Definitely. Don't nobody want.
I can eat fried chicken.
Fuck that. Don't feel bad about liking fried chicken. Fuck that. I don't give a
fried
fuck about this trendy shit. It's bomb as fuck. I'm not like...
I'm big and I got
don't
rough
do
and shit. I like it. I like, ooh, that shit smell good as fuck. But that's what makes it easier for me to be around it and not indulge.
Right. Yeah. You know it's good. More peanut butter or more jelly?
More peanut butter.
On a peanut butter jelly sandwich.
I eat those hella a day.
You said what?
More peanut butter or more jelly? On a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
He's jelly roll ass.
See, look, I'm peanut butter. This nigga's jelly.
I like that crunchy shit. The shit you gotta stir up, though. The real peanut butter. The shit with the oil in it. Not that jiffy.
The shit from the food bag.
With the blue top.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's just gross. Netflix or Hulu?
Netflix. They need to pay comedy, yeah, though.
Hey, they offered the bitch $3 million. They offered her $3 million. She turned it down because she didn't want to audition, so they gave her $500. $3 million's cool. She should have took that $3 million and did an audition.
Y'all seen Tambourine?
Nope.
Y'all gonna rock the Chris Rock shit. That shit dope.
Tambourine?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen Monique's stand up on Netflix? She got an old one.
With the one from the prison? Yeah,
exactly. Y'all don't even watch her, the shit she got out now. Are you talking about paying the bitch?
That was a setup question.
So it was a good right.
She got to you, lady. He's like, damn.
Ezels are heaven sent.
Ezel.
Are we still talking? They gotta go?
No. This or that?
No, which one?
Either or.
I like heaven sent better than Ezels.
Gucci like or Versace?
Gucci.
You said you like heaven sent better?
Yeah.
That's where Ezels at.
First thing you do, if you heard your mom moan when you walked in her house,
slap the fuck out of me when we came out the room.
Shoot somebody. Hey, I'm shooting somebody for this motherfucker.
I'm turning back around.
Really? I got two sets. I'm like, hey, chill out, bro. You're shooting niggas?
I'm just going back out the door.
He's not going to never want to come to my house again.
Yeah. I'm going to hurt that motherfucker.
You got your Oh my God, you got your
funny. Hella
I feel
old.
I feel like
My mom ain't hella old. My mom's beautiful, but yeah, she old enough to where it's like, nigga, hold on.
Next question.
What's up?
That's my mom's married, man. Man. You feel me? So
you would still do it, or you would just walk out and let him do their thing?
There was none of that going on.
I'm weird.
I fuck with my stepdad now, but back then, ask these niggas, get the fuck out of my room. I'm smoking right now.
That was my little brother. Hey,
listen,
my
bro, I don't give a fuck what you are talking about, bro. This is my mama house, nigga.
You gonna kick me out? What you gonna kick me out for, mama, to be with this nigga? You don't even know him. And what you mean leave the nest? You ain't never left the nest. This grandma's house. I ain't gotta leave the nest if you ain't never left it.
We lived here before you came in the picture.
Like,
bro,
that's why
down.
You like baby boy, huh?
No, bro, calm down. That nigga said, that nigga don't pay for shit, this motherfucker.
Like, nigga, I don't know what, like.
What is that? Calm
so
down,
how
bro.
Old were you when you first knew you could physically beat up your mom? How old were you?
My mom? I never.
Not that your mom beat your ass?
Yeah. But my last whooping was in third grade.
Like, if you were, like, really fighting your mom, she would beat your ass?
My last whooping was in third grade.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that. No. Motherfuckers talking about 11-ish. I'm like, I wish my 11-year-old son would think that right. He could beat my ass. How you gonna really you? Have to beat my ass. I don't have an 11-year-old son. No. I have an 8-year-old, though.
I got a 10-year-old daughter.
What would you do if you heard some a boy her moaning in her room?
Who?
Your daughter. When she gets older. It wouldn't happen.
Not in my house.
It's just not gonna happen.
Nah, it's too much.
Damn, respect. I gotta say, your daughter. You can't be asking that question.
What would you do?
I ain't ready for that one.
You gotta have it. I mean, that's just something like.
No. Yeah, I ain't got no daughters, but I only get a man.
She gotta know. Y'all gotta go get a room or something. Y'all can't do it. Not in my dad's house.
She gotta know.
Not in my dad's house, nigga. You know that nigga's name? Not in my dad's house.
You wanna do where?
That's perfect, though. So you guys can't beat up your mom?
No.
I love it. Okay.
That be them square-ass kids that be disrespecting their parents and shit.
Don't talk while I'm talking, bitch.
Josh. So this right. Isn't like, oh, you want to beat up your mom. It was like, how old were you when you knew, like, I could beat your ass if I really wanted to. That's the question.
I was kicking ass and taking names at 5 and 6 years old. I started smoking weed at 5 years old when I was a kid. Like,
it's like my little brother.
That's fucked up, but I think that's what got me ready for the world.
I was about 6.
Introduced to shit at such a young age.
What was the first thing you ate after the first time you got high?
I don't know.
Probably some Wendy's or something.
At 6?
No,
oh, that's just
at
when
six.
Your first time
I was
like,
a kid. Yeah, I probably just went back in the house tripping. I went back in the house tweaking.
I was all kind of fruit roll-ups and shit.
I remember I caught my cousin smoking.
Yeah, I was 11. I was older.
I caught my older
like
cousin
my uncle
smoking.
Used to watch me. Like, I didn't go
nigga
to daycare.
Nigga made me hit the weed so I couldn't tell him.
I can't remember how old I was, but it was, it was before, like, pre-K. It was, like, just some daycare shit, and I got caught. Me and this girl were humping in the beanbags, and okay. Like, I got kicked
so
out of
that you're one of those kids. I used to be a licensor, and I had to deal with that shit. Go in and do the investigation. See,
like there were. Like, I was kissing girls at six, and like it was.
Oh my god! I'm glad I don't have daughters.
That's what I'm saying. Like I'm. It's fucked up.
Niggas like this, you gotta worry about.
That's why I had.
But
I got
tell
three
your daughters. Your daughters know.
I got
like,
three daughters.
These niggas just want you know panties and. Pockets. You tell
them,
right?
Boys.
But you just let them know. That's
boys
all I'm saying.
Are icky.
Let them know. You gotta let them know more than that.
The only person that loves you
funky.
In this world is your daddy.
I'm talking about keeping funky like these
maybe
niggas ain't
earlier.
Shit. Hey.
I'm talking about third grade. I'm keeping it funky. Listen.
See, third grade
ain't
now.
Shit.
I'm
gonna tell you what it is.
You're telling her straight out the pussy.
Your daddy ain't shit.
You guys are behind. If they don't know niggas ain't shit already.
Yo, daddy ain't shit, baby. Listen,
yeah.
Niggas ain't shit.
Yeah, and your daddy love you, but yeah. I ain't shit.
I ain't like, shit. Ask your mama.
Nigga, you ain't shit. You ain't shit.
Your mama tell you she can confirm that I'm not shit, and I love you, so the boys ain't shit.
Where's the first place you went when you got to use a car in high school?
I was already, like, in seventh grade. My mom had broke a key, and I took it to McLendon's and made the
Got a fix. So you have a car key.
So seven. Yeah, I was.
Where would you go?
I went to Muckleshoot.
I went to.
I
followed my cousin, R.I.P. T. Lee. You feel me? I followed my cousin to Muckleshoot.
In seventh grade.
Seventh grade.
Couldn't even get in. Just
and I had a car.
I'm saying, and they had like that. First, we went to this after hour in Georgetown, and then we followed them to Muckleshoot.
You just out rolling.
Yeah.
So
and then,
just,
like, a couple of, like,
no good.
A month went by, and I did, like, a drop burnout. Like, put the car in neutral, and then did it and revved it up and dropped it in drive.
You know what the fuck you was doing.
And broke the transmission.
The whole
so I couldn't park the car the way the
you
same
knew
way
him,
it was
you
parked.
You knew him at this age?
And that's
yeah,
how I got caught.
I knew not since
damn.
Third grade.
That's how I got. I couldn't kids. Park the car the same way when I blew the transmission because I used to back it mm-hmm. in the driveway. And that's how I got caught. She woke up white. Yeah, training folk though. That shit was like 4,000.
You're bad.
Jeep Cherokee.
First thing you say when you see a hater?
Fuck you.
Oh shit.
First thing you say when you get to heaven?
Thank you.
First thing you say if you go to hell?
Fuck.
First thing you do after hitting the studio? After
sleep.
Hitting the lotto?
I was like,
I'm blind. First thing you do after hitting the lotto?
Figure out who's all getting something.
We're going to moms
and let's get this
cash.
Out the way real quick.
I'm going straight to moms.
I don't
want to
hear
her
talk. I don't want to hear. Doesn't matter. No money for you niggas.
I'm figuring that
I'm
out.
I'm going straight off to mom's crib. What you need?
Exactly.
Cause I'm going to fuck off some
terrible.
After I leave mom's house, after I leave mom's crib, y'all not going to see me for 6 months. I'm for sure
gone.
Passport stamped the fuck up.
Hell yeah. Good job. Name one thing you've lied about to someone today. That's a fucked up question.
I told y'all I was going
to
be here on time and I wasn't.
Yeah, that's the only thing. I wasn't here too. I said I was gonna be.
I had to get
time.
My hair cut though. Like I had to. You feel me? First interview I had to come right for y'all.
My nigga's in the barber chair like I'm on the freeway.
Oh my was.
I'll be.
He
there.
Called. I was in the barber chair. I didn't even answer.
He said I'm 10 minutes away. Still
no, I said that when we got in the car. I called you back 10 minutes later and said that when we got in the car.
He still got here before me though.
Yeah.
It's all good. We here though.
We ain't shit.
I love y'all.
Name one thing you can't stand somebody does if you're in the studio.
Take hella long to do their verse.
Nah,
why you wanna
like,
get on the
hey,
song
keep,
if you can't rap?
Nah, I hate when niggas like keep asking to restart the beat.
Yeah, figure that shit out.
Just listen to it, nigga.
Play it in your head.
Remember sending shit to your email and put your headphones on?
For sure.
For real though. Name one thing you need for you to claim a girl. You guys have girlfriends?
No, I need one though.
Why?
I need love.
When I'm alone in a room, sometimes I'll stare at the wall.
You need a girlfriend. You got ambitions and shit with you.
You mean your little main little bitch? That's exciting.
No, bitches is tripe, though. They y'all worse than us.
Yeah, I let that one ass hang out. I thought we wasn't shit,
but y'all like setting the record for A shit, so like.
Right.
Yeah, kind of expresses how I'm not shit.
Like, expresses how I feel about it too. So y'all go to Yeah, and that answer that.
Yeah.
But like,
how you start that song?
I love women though.
Yeah, what's the opening bar?
What's the opening bar?
Neck frozen, I fuck hoes daily.
Fuck the bottle, fuck you, pay me. Fuck the bitch, not a bitch going crazy. Hey. Shit, nah, bitch, you can't have my baby.
Oh my God.
That shit really came from me telling somebody that. I'm lived my truths, and like, you know, whoever fuck with me know I ain't shit. Like, you feel me? I ain't lying to bitches. I hate lying.
See, I'm one of the nicest people you ever gonna meet. So if you piss me off, that means you fucked up.
So, dude, what do you have to do?
I ain't lying.
What do you have to do to claim? What do you need to claim a girl? What do you need? What has to happen?
Be loyal.
Hey, you gotta be loyal.
I seen your Instagram post talking about, yeah, we related. By you, bitch. We are related to the
niggas be having brothers and cousins they don't know about.
Fucking, you're so
mama,
nice.
Ain't the same daddy, it's the
you
same
so
bitch.
Nice.
Okay. I have little brothers and shit.
Last question.
All right, though.
Well, name one thing you're good at that not many people know about.
Is that what?
Name one thing you're good at that not many people know about.
Netflix and chilling.
Fire stick
I'm
and
great.
Dick.
I'm great.
I love good.
Oh, I got fire stick. I know the program things too.
I'm weird.
I hate him already. What about you? You can sing? Can you sing?
I wish I could.
I make love good.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, nah. I cook.
Really?
Yep.
Well, what's your go-to dish? Like, if you're like, oh, I can cook, I'm a cook.
If I want to show, if I want to fuck somebody's head up.
Right.
I cook. I mean, everybody don't eat this, but I got a couple of people's minds fucked up by cooking them shrimp and grits.
Shrimp
so I make
grits.
It look real gourmet.
Yeah. I haven't tried it yet, but I hear it's good.
I don't really like grits.
I like grits, but I like it with sugar better, so.
If I do eat them, I put, like, strawberry jam in my grits.
In the grits? I ain't never did that.
That's some bad boy shit. Name one thing. Okay, that's it. You're not from Seattle if you've never tried or went to... Last question.
From Seattle if you never tried or went to... Philly's cheesesteak.
I mean, I don't fuck with these hills, but you ain't from Seattle if you ain't never had these hills. Like, what part of Seattle you be in?
Or Philly.
Now, these days, they got these hills everywhere.
There's hills in Tacoma.
Up. Right.
There's one in Edmonds or some shit.
It used to be something for us to go to these hills when we was kids. Like, that was the only one over there in the city.
Right.
It was good as fuck.
Hell yeah.
Like, Mom, we could go over there?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, let's go to these hills. It was like a big deal.
Let's go to these hills. We're about to freestyle. That's my shit.
Hey. Yeah.
This is a Mac and Nelly exclusive.
I've been all around this motherfucker, what do I see? A bunch of motherfuckers trying to be me. But Young Kerry Stacks, one thing that they never could be. They on the internet and I'm in the streets. I'm in my load on the creep. I kick the cup, but I'm back on the lean. I went vegan, but I'm back on the meat. Nigga fucking with me is one thing that you never could see. As I hit your ass up with this beam. Hey.
You wanna do a different beat?
Yeah, you do it different.
Yeah, we got you.
I like
you
rapping.
Can freestyle.
I like rapping. He love rapping. It's like,
you can do it.
What's this? What beat's that? That's filthy. Turn up my headphones a little bit.
Let's see if I got some.
This beat's hard. I ain't gonna lie.
I got some shit. I got a new video. I'm about to drop this little. I'll rap it to this beat for y'all though. Or play something else. Let me hear it.
No, let me get this real quick.
Let him get it.
sharing.
Spit that shit.
So you know I keep a strap on me. I'm cutting corners, serving coke to fiends. You know that we gon' eat on Macanelli. I'm behind the scenes with my 20,000 my jeans. I did it all in the fresh white tee. Ball mains, fresh mics on my feet. If you stepped in these, you might fall on my side of the street. From the favela, yeah, the city of G's. I'd rather die on my feet than to ever try to live on my knees.
Lethal weapon with this weapon, Danny Glover with this Glock, I'm Mel Gibson with this Uzi, but I could never be a cop. Been solid my whole life, I been from the block. Okay, hold on. All these pics on my wall, how could I ever forget you? I say your name off my ride streets and never forget you. Your body gone, but in my heart, P live on. I was asleep, my phone rang and said T Lee gone. Rolling down the car crash, now that can't be bruh. A pretty soul, we lost shade, now that can't be her.
Yeah, what I say, I had to, okay, hold up.
Lost my nigga Scuff, we all lost a brother that night. Said to look for streets, but I don't think they looked that hard. Shot once, tried to hide, died under that car. Richie Rat was a loke, man, I miss my dog. Lil Soup, vegetable, not a mug. Keep a pistol close, never did really trust dog. See, I don't really freestyle, man. I had a little something for y'all. That's some shit I got a video for, though, you feel me? That's called Leak the Weapon, man, you feel me? R.I.P. Peachy Sneak, man. Long Live Scuff, man. Shout out Ray Sean. Shout out D Pro. You feel me?
Yeah.
A lot of beats and all that shit for them niggas.
Yeah, but we record our shit at the crib and send it off to get mixed and mastered.
Right.
We could be doing all that in town. Like, we ain't got to even do all that extra shit. You know what I'm saying?
There's booth right there for you guys.
See, just gotta lock
in.
Sure.
Engineer.
We'll give you guys this information.
Atmosphere.
Yeah, we can smoke
shit.
In this joint. Get your
That's
shit
what I
now.
Said. We got a couple spots that'd be cool, but it'd be little one or two things we don't like about it.
I actually right. took my hands and built a booth in my living room.
Yeah.
I helped. Hey, they got the homies
like,
in here too.
What the
y'all
fuck
didn't
are
even
these
say
doing? Shout out Buzz, Juan, D-Ho, Drew. This the guy who made. He made this right here. He made this. Dude,
graphics. Okay. See, we got. Dude, we got some shit like.
We need some. We need some of them.
He made that.
Some of them graphics.
He did everything from the inside to outside.
Nice. Family. See, you got like an Instagram or anything?
Fly Rich CEO, follow him, get his shit, man. He dope as fuck.
MacTales.
MacTales. MacTales. MacTales. MacTales. MacTales.
So I got a new segment. No more. I'm going to chill with the ugly nigga guidelines for a little bit. So today I'm going to tell y'all a story about the time I almost burned down the house trying to get pussy with my niggas when we stayed in West Seattle. We was walking back from the library. And my nigga had seen these, like, green tomatoes in somebody's yard. He was like, bruh, you ever had fried green tomatoes? I was like, nah. He was like, nigga, I'm gonna make you some fucking fried green tomatoes. Bet. Snatched, like, two or three of them, went to the crib, chopped him up, threw the oil on the thing, turned it on, everything. My nigga gets a call like, yo, these bitches is, like, coming through. They live right up the hill. Bet. Niggas didn't turn shit off. Niggas went straight up the hill, bro. Straight to the bitches. We're walking up. We get all the way up the hill. My cousin Bill. Shout out my cousin Bill. He said, nigga, I didn't turn the oven off. Mac, you got to run back. At the time, I'm skinny. I'm the smallest nigga and the fastest nigga, so of course. Mac, you got to run back. I ran back to the house, nigga. House is on fire. I yell back, nigga, the house is on fire. Niggas
you
run back
up the hill?
I ran down the hill. I mean, round back down the hill to see the house on fire. Yell at them niggas. They're coming. Yo, nigga, because they were running, but they wasn't running as fast as me. I was.
That's fucked up.
I was Mike Lowry and Bad Boys, nigga, getting it in. But I was fast for a kid on God. But but this little girl was upstairs in the fire still, and all the adults couldn't get her and shit. They're like, man, I can't get her, I can't get her. And I'm hella young. I'm thinking like, you niggas smoke cigarettes. You niggas can't run through the smoke or get the little girl. Well, not I'm thinking so it's like, it's yeah. fire smoke. You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry, I'm laughing at
but first. I'm like, you niggas can't go get this girl? So I'm like, fuck it, I'm like 12. Nigga, I zooms in the house, runs upstairs. I'm holding my breath. get in there, get it from behind the house,
run out, and get her.
And I saved her. Saved this little girl, man. God. I'm coughing out this shit. I'm coughing. I'm spitting shit out. And the fireman's like, yo, we might got to take you because that's like smoke.
You
know? But I was,
that shit.
Oh, God.
Did y'all ever get the pussy?
Wait, look. No, we didn't get the pussy.
Ever.
But look, no, we didn't. But I'm coughing that shit out. He's like, we got to take you to the hospital. I said, man, I don't know if it's smoke or if it's this grape Kool-Aid I was eating earlier. My tongue might be purple. This nigga looked at me and said, Nick, get in the hospital.
Get in the thing. Fucking ambulance.
So I got to take him to the hospital. But yeah, we almost burned down the house trying to get some pussy.
Damn.
And I saved this little girl.
That's what's up.
Shout out to that little girl. She a grown woman now.
Yeah, she a grown woman now. Shout out to her. Baby girl, I forgot what her name was.
She living, kicking.
Yeah, she's living though.
Mac Tails. You know what I'm saying?
Stop.
I don't like that shit.
For sure, bro.
So, I'm gonna say to the niggas, leave the sub memes to the bitches. I don't know who raised you niggas, but yeah. That's it. That's my pet peeve. That's it.
Like memes, niggas putting hella memes on their Instagram and shit.
Like subbing bitches and the sub doing the subs or subbing niggas. Just leave that shit to the bitches.
That shit gay as hell.
And bitches, stop posting shit. Oh, this is something my nigga does, or this is something my nigga would say. Like, let your nigga post it. Let him, in 2018, let the nigga tell us that you're his bitch. For real. Quit talking for these niggas.
These bitches out here giving niggas characteristics they even got.
Nah, get the fuck out of here. I'm tired of these bitches. Okay. That's my pet peeve.
Pet peeve.
We have local music. Local music.
Local music.
You can go first, because.
All right, so my local song is The Homie. Hollywood the Don. He got a song called One It All.
I swear to God, it's by any means. The 9 to 5 with a ski mask, you can pick the scheme. Look, I want the dollar, you can keep the dream. Them fairy tales don't make meals, they just making memes. Came from the sticks, we grew up in that dirt. Trying to pray it off every Sunday up in church. Pops was grinding every day, he had to go to work. Shit, I thought I had it bad, some niggas had it worse. I seen the junkie overdosing, chasing down that high. I seen the shells fly with 20 kids outside. That's not a lie, that's real life, the streets that I survived. It's like you roll the dice every time you walk outside. That's why I wanted all this money motivated. And if my back's against the wall, then fuck it, I'ma break it. Trace songs with the brains, I just gotta make it.
That's my nigga, Hollywood the Don, One It All, featuring SRT. You can find him on SoundCloud at I Am Hollywood the Don. That's my man's. He happens to be a dope barber also, so if you need a dope barber, holla at my nigga, because he gets you fresh.
I do.
Yeah, he nice.
This is Booth Invasion by Lil Rocky. I'm off, but I'm back now. 100
stack, taller shack now. 40 on me everywhere I go, and even in the club, fuck a pat down. You niggas can't fuck with Lil Rock now. My GPS is to the top now. It's TOYTS until I die, so try and cross the blink and you get shot down. These niggas, they want me to stroll on them. In and out the Louis stole on them. Diamonds hit him all up in his eye and had a nigga thinking that I stole on him. No pain, that's the pole on him. Cause too many niggas be hating on him. Color student 28s on him. Bitches loving how I'm skating on him. Mama told me it's my time. Now. Swear to God, I've been patient, homie. I've been cutting niggas off lately. I ain't with the pump faking, homie. Plus, I know the Reaper on my ass now. He just praying that I slip and fall. But I've been standing in the driver's seat, kicking cut like they did pocket Biggie Smalls. Though, no, I am not equal to none of y'all. Got an aqua shot, nigga, Lonzo Ball. About 50 racks inside the wall. Me losing again, nigga, not at all. I'm wiping out blocks like a hurricane. Low pro, that's the murder game. Catch these hollows to your body frame. If you try to go against the grain, Z28 with the top missing. Beam with the scope for you platin niggas. They said Lil Rock a cold nigga, but I mentioned to you I was hot, did they? Z28 with the top missing. Beam with the scope for you platin niggas. They said Lil Rock a cold nigga, but I mentioned to you.
All right. It's Lil Rock. Lil Rocky, Lil Rock. I played him on our pilot episode.
Mm-hmm. He from here, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my nigga. Mm-hmm. That's my boy. He dope.
Well, thank you guys for coming on again.
Appreciate y'all.
Thank
man.
You for staying.
Mac and Nelly show, you hear me?
You guys want to shout out your...
Follow me on Instagram. Yeah. THESH53TER.
I'm going to need you to make that easier for us.
The shooter, man. It's the shooter. Just take the O's out and put 5-3.
Okay. Hold on,
I gotta find one of mine.
You're Kerry Stacks.
Hey, Kerry Stacks, no underscore. That's only Snapchat.
Yeah, I think you're Kerry Stacks on Instagram.
Follow me on Instagram.
I'm gonna change my shit so now I'll just shoot him one day.
And then on Snapchat.
The
underscore.
No, there's Snappy
underscore.
Out there.
5300.
Nice. We had fun with you guys.
Man, I love it. Man.
We need that, that shelf and stamp on the Mac and Lily.
We'll be definitely playing your shit when it comes out.
Come on, man.
We're waiting for that. And we're definitely going to get you guys on the mixtape. So we have a thought of the day. I feel like when you find yourself, like, you're looking on a bitch's page, the next bitch's page, the last bitch's page, you're calling the nigga, he's not answering, you're texting the nigga, you're in your feelings, I need you to just think to yourself, like, ain't there some shit I need to be doing right now? There's some shit that you need to get done. So you need to fucking do that and stop worrying about these niggas.
You know what that is? They don't got the right people around them to tell them how bad they're looking by doing that.
Yeah, it's tacky as fuck.
You don't got no real friends, because I know these niggas would be like, bro, you tripping over that bitch. You need to wake your game up, bro.
Thank you.
And every time. Focus on what the fuck we need to focus on. You got your son, you got your mama and all them guys. Like, you worry about this bitch.
Exactly.
You tripping, bro.
So, yeah, keep better people around you.
Right.
Because
people around you that's going to tell you the shit you don't want to hear.
Yeah, you don't want people around you that's not going to
hear a whole bunch of
that yes man
yeah.
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of that shit. So, yeah. That's it. Bye, niggas.
Bye, bitches. Bye,
niggas. Thank you for tuning in to Mac and Nelly. Please follow us on all our social media accounts, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Mac and Nelly, MacKandnelly. Yo.
This is Nas the motherfucker shooter.
This is Young Kerry Stacks. You just got done listening to the Mac and Nelly podcast, baby.